InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
It is Monday, October 28th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We are 7 days, 12 hours, 59 minutes, 20 seconds to hands down the most important election in world history. All right. As of Friday, it was 5,500 TV newscasts nationally and newspaper articles saying Trump is Hitler going to Madison Square Garden because the Nazis were there 85 years ago. That completely blew up in their face, and it's a giant joke everywhere. They're now saying, well, Trump's dad was part German, so he's bad. I mean, this is, that's CNN, by the way. Well, I'm half German. I guess I'm bad, too. These people are desperate. So what are they going to do is the big question. And everywhere I go, at the gas station, at the gym, at the grocery store, walking down the street, my phone blows up just 24/7. What's going to happen? And I can answer that question for you. We don't know because the globalists aren't all powerful. And we're contending with them. And they're not exactly sure what they're going to do. They got different plans in play. But they are hesitating right now. And I'm seeing a lot of signs that if they steal it from Trump, the smarter ones understand it'll be a Pyrrhic victory. They will win the battle but lose the war. So they're going to try to just infiltrate his administration and sabotage him like they did 8 years ago, starting 8 years ago. Now, that's one big camp, and I'm seeing a lot of signs that's what they're going to go with. But there's different camps in there, and the other camp is just going with full civil war, armed uprising, non-certification of a Trump win. And, of course, you don't need me to tell you that. You see it everywhere. So that's about 80% of what they're preparing for. But the 20% of them getting ready to capitulate just started bubbling a month ago. And within just a few days, it's happening quick. It'll probably be 30, 40, 50%. And they're trying to get that message out within their own system. But they got a lot of true believers and crazies. And again, the globalists are not one perfect block. They've got their own factions. The Trump win is so big, and the global political realignment's so big that if I was the New World Order, I would lick my wounds and live to fight another day. But instead, they are going full bore currently to steal the election, block certification, hold it up for weeks, whatever they can do. If they can't steal it outright, they'll hold it up and try to create civil unrest, stage some false flags, blame on Trump supporters. That's all pre-programmed. And if they can't stop him, then they're going to have uprisings when he's president-elect. That's all on record. I mean, that's the official Democrat plan that they say they're going to do it. Not just Carville, that's legislation introduced to block Trump once he's even president from stopping uprisings that are illegal. So I don't know exactly what the establishment's going to do because there's a battle going on clearly. And they even now admit that in the news that Democrats are preparing to capitulate. A lot of top Democrats behind the scenes are preparing for a loss. They're telling their people to prepare for it. I've got all those articles. I'll go over them. I think Tucker Carlson's 8.5-minute speech last night in Madison Square Garden was not just the best speech of the night. It was the best speech. And boy, does he give good speeches, great speeches, the best ever. So that's coming up, and it's just an incredible time to be alive. But remember, this is not a spectator sport. Freedom is not a spectator sport. It is a sport where you all got skin in the game. So take the live feed, whether you're listening on local radio or watching on TV or watching us on Real Alex Jones on X, and share this live feed right now on the show. We'll be right back.
Irish sea moss has been all the rage in the last 5 years because when folks started discovering it,
It took the country and the world by storm because of the incredible effects it has. It's probably the greatest superfood out there, full of organic-based iodine and a whole bunch of vitamins and minerals. And we've got the gummies and the capsules now in stock at thealexjonesstore.com that are some of the strongest and best out there. Up to 55% off when you get three bottles, over 40% off when you get two bottles, 40% off when you get one bottle, and it's in stock right now, Ultimate Sea Moss, at our great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, check out the hundreds of designs of Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, and hoodies. And regardless what happens to InfoWars here in the next 28 days, ladies and gentlemen, your support of our sponsor will make sure I am able to stay on air. So please take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Get the Ultimate Sea Moss gummies and capsules, as well as other amazing supplements and Patriot apparel. God bless you. Now, thanks for the support. Monday, October 28th.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are now 7 days out from D-Day, and I'm going to lay out the very best analysis and thinking on what's currently happening and all the different signals being sent publicly and also leaking out of the globalist establishment worldwide that is in total disarray and collapsing in the face, not just of an American Great Awakening and political realignment, but a fourth-turning mega realignment globally. They're throwing out the party that's been in power for decades in Japan right now. It's happening everywhere. Austria. The list goes on and on. And their only fallback is to bring in a total dictatorship and have staged elections like Venezuela, or like they're doing in Brazil, that the CIA has been helping with in the case of Brazil. So don't think the globalists aren't going to try to stay in power. They are. And so I'm going to walk through those different scenarios here today and all the different developments that are unfolding on this Monday, October 28th, 2024 transmission. Now, let's get into it together here. And there is a lot of it. First off, the Madison Square Garden event was a seismic event. It was a coming home for the favorite son of New York, totally demonized, lied about, set up. And the fact is, it's completely backfired, as you know, not just around the country, but in New York itself. The mayor's been defending Trump, saying it's complete crap, that he's a Nazi, that, oh, the Nazis were there 85 years ago, so that means he's there. When the Democrats have had a bunch of conventions there, so the Republicans is just ridiculous. Now CNN saying the Trumps try to hide their German heritage. Now just being German means you're a Nazi because his dad was German or part German. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Absolute, pure devastation of the system. And then a Tony Hinchcliffe, good friend of mine, joke, anything about his humor, he attacks white people, Hispanics, blacks, Jews, everybody. You know, good old-fashioned Richard Pryor type stuff. Made a joke about Puerto Rico being a floating island of garbage. It's actually a very pretty island, but there is a lot of garbage. That he hates Hispanics. Nobody's buying that crap. So it's just crazy. Tucker had the best speech last night. Elon did a great job as well. And I want to play Elon's speech coming up because what he says is true. Prosperity, if you have a competitive society and if you have cheap energy and you have innovation, which we have all of those, if the globalists got off our backs, is the default position. It is the default position. And so a lot of folks, it's become a news story. Why am I wearing black aviator glasses? I'm going to say this once today and then move on. It happens every 4 or 5 years. It seems to happen around election time. Like the last two times it happened, I'll just wake up with a busted blood vessel in my eye. And it might be weightlifting related because I was doing some deadlifts, not even that heavy, Thursday. And then I had a broken blood vessel Friday. It got worse over the weekend and it hurts. The light hurts. It doesn't hurt that bad now. You know, I don't mind the vampire look with the red eye. It's about 60% better. So this will be the last day. Hopefully I'm wearing these aviator glasses. I'm not doing it to try to look cool or be like Joe Biden. But that's a less of a stretch to say I'm Joe Biden because I'm wearing black aviator glasses than saying Trump's a Nazi because 85 years ago in 1939, the American Nazi Party had a rally there. So by extension, Hitler breathed air, you breathe air, you're Hitler. Hitler drank water, you drink water, you're Hitler. Hitler drove a car, you drive a car, you're Hitler. Hitler wore sunglasses. Sometimes you wear sunglasses, you're Hitler. Joe Biden wears sunglasses, you wear sunglasses, you're Joe Biden. I mean, it's just mindless, isn't it? What does it say about what the globalist establishment and their puppets have to offer in the realm of substance that's all they've got? I mean, it really tells you everything you need to know. But Tucker completely nailed it, so I want to start with his speech right now. It's only 8.5 minutes long. And in this speech of 8.5 minutes, I could teach a college course on populism and world politics and Americana and just everything. He says it all in 8.5 minutes. And the biggest takeaway is that Trump is the litmus test with all the establishment demonization, saying he is Satan incarnate and the worst person since Satan or Adolf Hitler and Stalin and Mao all rolled into one, and none of it's true. And then people love him more because they don't believe the establishment and have caught them in so many lies. That's a big takeaway. Also, the fact that Kamala Harris is as popular as death. She's as popular as cancer. And the fact that they're going to try to sell her as the winner when all of the scientific polls and betting averages and big AI indexes of positive comments that corporations and governments really look at show a mega massive landslide. CNN even admits Trump right now, the election was held, even with their skewed polls that oversample Democrats, that Trump will win the popular vote. Something he reportedly didn't win in 2016 or 2020, but he did win the Electoral College in 2016. And of course, we know they stole it, and that's all been evidenced and proven with all the investigations that have happened. And now we have Colorado, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, where they're finding caches of thousands of fake voter registrations in the last few months, trying to get fake names and people that are dead and people that never voted and people that live out of district, but also just no names on a lot of them, sent out to these addresses, but also put on the voter rolls. And so last Thursday and Friday, one county found thousands and thousands, and they confirmed it was a fraud and went out to people's houses that were real names. And they said, no, I didn't sign up for this. I'm not a voter. I didn't fill this out. And so a bunch of other counties started finding the same thing. And so hackers hit the database of voter registration and brought down the state database. And then similar things happened in other battlegrounds. And remember what the feds said 2 months ago, and I showed this in a Saturday emergency report I did, where you just type into a search engine, feds warn state voter databases to be targeted during election. And then magically, right when states start finding it in Colorado and Pennsylvania and other places, oh, there's outages and oh, it looks like somebody took this down. Yeah, it's called the CIA, who's protecting the election. And, of course, they're finding in Pennsylvania and other states that the fraud is Democrats, people being registered as Democrats who aren't voters. And, of course, it's the Democrats behind it. They go out and hire private groups to do it. So they have plausible deniability. They get caught. How do you prove, how do you check to see the voter registration rolls if they're real people or not? Well, you have a database of that. And now the databases is right where you'd hit if you were the Democrat deep state, to stop that. I mean, they have the motive, they have the history, and then they hit the targets that help them. Huh, that's what you call motive and means, capability. So that's happening. But notice this time during the election, because it's gone going, as you know, for weeks. We're in the election now. Election day is the 5th, next Tuesday, but it's happening now. So it's 7 days, if you count election day, it's 8 days till the election day is done. and the Democrats have pledged it's going to go on for weeks and weeks. And oh my God, the Trump supporters are going to kill black people, and Trump's going to use the military on black people and Hispanics and brown people, and there's going to be terror attacks by Trump supporters. FBI alerts with no evidence. But we have an FBI that staged January 6th. We have an FBI that staged the Whitmer kidnapping fake plot. That's come out. They have the means. They have the motive. They have the history. And then the last piece will be terror attacks on black people or Hispanics or both. And I hope by exposing this and pointing out that's the logical last piece by the people that have the motive, who've done stuff like this before. I mean, will we get another Oklahoma City bombing? You research that, boy, we know exactly who did it in the Clinton administration, the Justice Department, working with the CIA. I've written books and made films and interviewed the experts, the witnesses, and just everybody. I mean, for folks that ever investigated Oklahoma City, that's a whole other show, but that's the model of what we're seeing here, because you're being told by the vice president and by Tampon Tim and by all of them that Trump is going to kill you right now. And they're coming to kill minorities, who are the majority now in most areas, right now. And they're trying to steal the election in front of us. And I've got more reports out of Virginia and North Carolina and Alabama and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Arizona, everywhere. The federal judges are ruling, Democrats all that are doing it. Oh, you know what? We're just going to keep all these phantom voters that have never been on the voter rolls, or in some cases have been, but aren't even real people in many cases, or dead. We're going to keep them on the rolls. Now, I've got those articles I'll show you, but you've already heard about it, but there's been more federal rulings. Oh, 500,000 plus in Michigan's the biggest one. That they're not even voters. Most of the names, some of the names aren't even real. But they're like, oh, yeah, we're just going to keep that on there. So these people coming, whoever they are, to vote in those names can. That's 10 times plus what Trump lost Michigan by 4 years ago that they have just in a cache of 500,000 and change. And you've got similar crap all over the country happening. And places like Virginia, it's bipartisan law that if you're an illegal alien and that you're not supposed to be on the voter rolls or it's a fake name, it's removed. Federal judge just ruled, yep, it all stays on. So despite all that, though, a bunch of states have removed millions of illegal aliens and dead people off the rolls, like Texas. And the feds are claiming there's a rule you can't do it certain, close to the election. So that's how they're keeping even more they found on the rolls. So, yeah, they're trying to steal it, but it's like trying to eat an elephant when you're trying to stop a landslide. So extremely, extremely big deal. So let me just go to this Tucker Carlson speech that is absolutely dead on about the realignment, the Great Awakening. Trump is going to win, and we're seeing more and more signs of the establishment capitulating and realizing that. I'll cover after the break. There's Tucker Carlson last night knocking it out of the park, his greatest speech yet. Not just the greatest speech of the night, greatest speech of Tucker Carlson. Absolutely dead on. Here it is.
I saw the Grateful Dead in this arena in 1987. I was seated right there. How weird. It's such an honor to be here. And it's wild. Just another day following Bobby Kennedy Jr. at a Donald Trump rally in Madison Square Garden. I mean, what? That's totally normal. Liz Cheney's out there with Kamala Harris. And there's Bobby Kennedy calling to protect women's sports at a Trump rally. It's a realignment. It's unbelievable. And the fact that it's here is even sweeter. Imagine if you're, and just pause for one moment. Imagine you're Donald Trump. You're from New York City. You become famous in New York City. You make your fortune in New York City. And all of a sudden, the leadership of New York City decides they're going to destroy you because they don't like your politics. And so Yeah, boo. Imagine if that were you, though. And they try and take everything that you have. They try and put you in prison. They try and put your children in prison. If that happened to you, how often do you think you'd be going back to New York City? How about never? And yet he's here. It's like getting thrown out of a bar. And you think to yourself, well, you know, all my friends are in the bar. And you approach the door and there's the bouncer like, you're not allowed in here. But from behind the bouncer, you hear the cheers of your friend. Come on in! And the bouncer hangs his head in shame. Ugh. He's embarrassed that he's working for the man trying to keep the most popular person out of the bar. And that's Donald Trump back in the city that produced him with no embarrassment at all in a room full of his friends. The stones that takes, the bravery that takes is incredible. Donald Trump's going to win. He's going to win. I know that that's true. Why is Donald Trump going to win? The people he's about to defeat have no idea. And they're panicked. They have no idea why people like Donald Trump. And their first theory was, well, Donald Trump is evil, so half the country's evil also. And that's one of the reasons they spent the last 4 years trying to destroy the country, because they're mad at its voters for liking Donald Trump. How much easier would it have been just to pause for 20 minutes and ask yourself honestly in some silent place, why do people like Donald Trump? And if they had been honest enough to ask themselves that question, they would have come up with the two main reasons, and here's what they are. The first reason that people like Donald Trump is because he likes them. That's why. And it's real. Affection is something you can't fake. I don't care how many times Kamala Harris would tell me she loves me, I don't believe her. I saw her kiss her husband with a mask on. A mask on. That's her version of love. It's fake. It's not real. They spent 10 years telling you Trump is a hater. Do you feel that on him? No, you don't. Because it's not there. I've spent a lot of time with Trump. And there's not one moment I've ever been with him off camera where he's spending his time grousing about people he hates. Ever. He's talking about the people and the country he loves in his private time. Trust me. And people know, in a country that has been taken over by a leadership class that actually despises them and their values and their history and their culture and their customs, really hates them to the point that it's trying to replace them, they know someone who actually has affection for them, and that's Donald Trump. And it's requited. It's requited. They know. When he goes to McDonald's and serves fries, like, he's not faking that at all. That's why that worked. Democratic media consultants are like, how is that working? Because it's real. That's why. And the second reason that people love Trump, and I put myself in this category, it's why I'm here today, is because he's liberated us in the deepest and truest sense. And the liberation he has brought to us is the liberation from the obligation to tell lies. Donald Trump has made it possible for the rest of us to tell the truth about the world around us. And that's the single most liberating thing you can do for people. If you want to enslave people, if you want to degrade them, force them to tell lies. And they have. They force us to lie about everything, at gunpoint, effectively. They put people in prison for refusing to lie. And not just the obvious lies that men can become women or Vladimir Putin blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. No, honestly, he did. January 6th was an insurrection. They were unarmed, but it was very insurrection-y. Not even the obvious ones, but the big lie. You know what the big lie is? The big lie is that they're impressive. That's what the big lie is. That the people in charge have somehow earned the right to rule over you, and they haven't. And you know that. These are the single most useless people in the United States. They have no skills whatsoever. They've got 3/4 of the money, and they didn't earn it. They set up a system precisely for the purpose of awarding themselves wealth and power when it's undeserved. You look at Liz Cheney and you ask yourself honestly, what skill could she possibly have that allowed her to send hundreds of thousands of people to their deaths? Did she earn that? I don't think she did. No fair system would make Liz Cheney powerful. No fair system would make Larry Fink rich. No fair system would elevate someone like Kamala Harris to a presidential nomination. She's never been accused of doing anything useful. She has precisely no achievements. She's a nominee without getting a single vote. She is a metaphor for the system they created to make themselves rich and powerful, and then they have the gall to lecture you, the people who can actually change a flat tire and repair a power grid, who have useful jobs, who pay your taxes and work 40 hours a week, lecture you that you are somehow immoral. And Donald Trump has empowered the rest of us through mostly just sticking around in the face of their hate and abuse and persecution. He has given the rest of us the right to call BS on the charade. No, you are not better than us. No, you are not smarter than us. No, you do not deserve what you have. You probably stole it. No, you're not going to bully me into silence anymore. And I can promise you at this point, 9 days out, when Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Elon Musk and Tulsi Gabbard and pretty much every high school senior and college sorority girl in the country has come out finally say, yeah, I am for Donald Trump, actually. When the entire country has realized there is nothing embarrassing about this, what's embarrassing is to take a perfectly great country and destroy it, as they have. I'm not ashamed. You should be. At that moment, it's going to be pretty tough for them, 10 days from now, to look in the eye to America with a straight face. It's going to be pretty hard to look at us and say, you know what, Kamala Harris, she got 85 million votes because she's just so impressive. As the first Samoan Malaysian low IQ former California prosecutor ever to be elected president, it was just a groundswell of popular support. And anyone who thinks otherwise is just a freak or a criminal. At this stage of the game, after 9 years of listening to their lies and finding every single one of them totally false, no, it's not safe and effective, and no, she's not impressive, it's very hard for me to believe the rest of us are going to say, you know what, Joe Scarborough, you're right. You're right. She won fair and square because she's just so impressive. I don't think so. And to me, that is liberation. It's the freedom to say what's obviously true as a free man and not a slave. And I just want to say thank you, Donald Trump, for that.
The speech is up at Real Alex Jones on X. I suggest you share it. He says it all in 8.5 minutes. This is liberation. This is the bullying and the trance and the mind control being broken on the people. It's a lot bigger than Trump. It's about finding our will and our destiny again and realizing these people have tried to bully and intimidate us and put their boot on our necks and are trying to bankrupt us in their own policies to make us so poor they can dictate absolute hellish social control to the point of sterilization, depopulation, and death. It's really a death cult. And thanks to all of you in this audience, something we talked about decades ago that almost no one knew is now the number one topic with Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Elon Musk and Donald Trump and RFK Jr. And there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. And Tulsi Gabbard, and the list goes on and on. So we have the initiative. We are winning big time hearts and minds. The system's cornered and it'll do almost anything to stay in power. But nothing they do is going to work now. They can win a battle, but they're always going to lose the war. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that Dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexshowstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexshowstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexshowstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexshowstore.com and get your Patriot gear. We are announcing Ultimate Hydroforce. Now, this is not just electrolytes, okay? This is really a superfood, similar to Vitamin Mineral Fusion, but with a whole bunch more electrolytes and other things in there. It would take me a long time to go through the ingredients, three pages of them here, and what they do. But it's got super high-quality vitamin C, niacin, vitamin B6, vitamin B12. It's got pantheogenic acid, vitamin B5, so key, calcium, magnesium, zinc, manganese, chloride, sodium, and more. Potassium, the list goes on and on. And it's all the highest quality sources of it on top of that. And then it funds my broadcast and the crew and all of us continuing on. So we need your support if InfoWars shuts down November 13th to continue on. Regardless, it's going to help us up our game if InfoWars survives. So please go check out this amazing supplement, the highest quality you're going to find, with big discounts and other great supplements at thealexshowstore.com. We sought out the very best, highest quality, rehydrating product for pre-workout, post-workout, you name it. And we found a top company with top reviews that would let us private label it. And it's beyond just hydration. It's beyond just getting your electrolytes. It's a superfood. It's a pre-workout. It's a post-workout. You've got to go read all the ingredients that are in this bad boy. And then look at the insane low prices, between 30 and 50% off, depending on how many canisters you get of Ultimate Hydroforce. Now, again, go look at the ingredients for yourself and the quality of the ingredients and the amount of the ingredients. This baby is next level. This is beyond anything out there at anywhere near this low price. As you know, I always seek to bring you the very best supplements possible so you get a great response, great effects, and you want to come back and get them again. Like a restaurant wants to have tasty, good, delicious food. So there's a line out the door. Well, I've got to admit some false advertising, and next time we reproduce this, or my sponsors do, we're going to probably have to change the name. And why is that? Well, it's simple. This is called Ultimate Hydroforce Electrolyte Drink Mix. But it's really a superfood, post-workout, pre-workout. That's why it's Ultimate Hydroforce and more, I guess you say. Hydration, energy, vitamins, minerals, health, immune system. Get your Hydroforce exclusively at thealexshowstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I'm hosting all 4 hours a day until 3 p.m. Central when Owen Schroyer takes over for the War Room. Del Bigtree, behind the MAHA Trump RFK Jr. Alliance, will be in the studio to cover the waterfront, the election, the realignment, the poison shots, all the news coming out on that. Del Bigtree putting out these amazing TV ads exposing the globalist thanks to the financing of Elon Musk. That is all coming up in the third and fourth hour today. And we have a really interesting, informative talk show host, Candace Horback, joining us to talk about the election and more next hour. Also, I am planning, I'll be announcing it tomorrow, starting later in the week, and then right through next week on election night, we're going to be doing special live nighttime shows here out of the InfoWars studios that can be shut down in just 15 days. And out of the new studios at the Alex Jones Network, and that is at AJN Live on X. Follow us there at AJN Live on X or alexjones.network for the website with a lot of new stuff being added to that. All right. I want to plow through the election news, the different angles, my view on what's about to go down, how we can frustrate the deep state and really get Trump in and restore the Republic, and then what happens once he gets in, and the big battle that's already starting there on draining the swamp with the people he brings into office, and so much more. But the evidence is the system's starting to cave in. The landslide's too big to steal. That I'm not making a perfect prediction on that, but I am seeing some very, very good signs that are accelerating. First off, I'm taking on the deep state. I'm taking on the globalist. And if you back me, I can beat them with your help. Plus, we have great products you need. So you really need to go to the alexjonesstore.com. We launched this sweepstakes with our great sponsors there with $136,000 amazing Dodge Turbo Diesel Super Off-Road Package, the most incredible truck I've ever driven. $36,000 value plus $10,000 cash on top of that. That will be announced Wednesday here on the broadcast. So that is very, very exciting. And you can go to the site and put in your email for free and get entered to win. Every time you buy a t-shirt or a supplement or a hoodie or a ball cap, you get entered a whole bunch of times. So last chance to be part of that at thealexjonesstore.com. Also, when you go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP, or there's a big red link at the top, it's $30 a month. Cancel anytime. That way you remember to support. You get $40 of purchase in the store. That's making $10 a month extra if you're going to be buying stuff in the store. And that just backs what we're doing and just it gives us, you know, that support we need to go into the future. So I want to thank all of you that have become members of the VIP. You also get even bigger discounts on top of things, and you get special offers and special deals. Like there's going to be custom knives made in Arkansas. You know, the last one we offered sold out in 2 days. That'll just be for VIP members. Stuff like that is imminent. And you've seen all the new top-of-the-line supplements being added, the CMOS, the Hydro Force, that isn't just an amazing fruit punch. Electrolytes, it's got the vitamins, the minerals. It's a pre-workout, post-workout. It's just so good for you. Hydro Force, all of the supplements are up to 55% off when you get three bottles, 50% when you get two. 40% is the deal going right now when you buy one, and it's all in stock. The CMOS, that is the ultimate superfood. I'm not going to spend an hour telling you why it's so great, but it's got the organic iodine, everything else in it. The CMOS is just magic. That's up there. There is so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. And now is the time to be part of history and fund this operation, because whatever happens to InfoWars and the deep state's seven-year battle to shut us down, I mean, it's been going on before that, but it's been very intense for 7 years. We will continue on thanks to your backing. And now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com. Also, our other great sponsor, my dad supplement company with amazing products, drjonesnaturals.com. Be sure and mark that down. All of these are the destinations to get great products and be part of the second American Revolution worldwide. We're so close to winning, and we need to still be on the air, obviously, when he's president-elect and president to fight the globalists, but also alert Trump to any bad guys inside his operation, something we did in his first term and that we really got targeted for, but we're not going to back down in that. So 2 days, 15 hours, 22 minutes till we announce the winner of the big sweepstakes, thealexjonesstore.com. And again, there are so many other great products there on the site. I want to thank all of you for your support. I want to encourage folks. Now history's happening. I bet on freedom. I believe in you. You believed in us. We've come so far together. I want to thank those that have been supporting. I want to encourage those that have been on the fence. You really want these products. By the way, they're super concentrated, antiviral, pro-immune system product right now with concentrated elderberry and more. And during this time of the year, that's something really important to do. That's the new product being added today at thealexjonesstore.com, as I just said. So action is victory. Please take action now and fund the media operation the globalists fear the most, because they fear we the people. And we're here energizing the population. We're here explaining how the globalists operate. We're here exposing their plans and decompartmentalizing their operations and defeating them time and time again. So it's a badge of honor to be targeted by these people. But without you, we cannot do it. But we have the power of the people, and that's why we've still been able to hang on here and be so successful. We're reaching so many new people today right now, and all glory goes to God, but God's working through you, so I thank you all. Okay, let's go ahead and plow through it. Overhead shot, then I'll get into the details. Breaking. More states in play for Trump. Look at what's happening in two more safe blue states that are no longer safe. Those are New Mexico and New Hampshire that have got Trump leading or positive in a dead heat with Kamala. That's why they're so scared. Panic time. Longtime Nevada early vote analyst announces code red for Kamala Harris. This guy's called all the Nevada elections going back for 40 years. That's a big deal. Fourth Circuit, though, sides with DOJ in Virginia. Non-citizen voter skirmish. Next stop, Supreme Court. And even though the law in Virginia is bipartisan, for decades the illegal aliens can't vote. Everybody just thinks that's the case. The feds have said no. The court has said no. The Fourth Circuit has said no. They can vote. CNN analyst. Trump on course to win popular vote. Think about that. Republican winning the popular vote. Last time that happened was 1988. And that's, again, in these skewed polls, it's even worse for them. And that's one reason there's now he's getting the majority of the Muslim groups are endorsing Trump because he's anti-war. And the system is in absolute, complete meltdown, panic mode right now. Time to abort the Democrats. I agree with the headline out of Town Hall. The Madison Square Garden rally is the perfect setup for vindicating Trump. That's exactly what it did. And then continuing on here, far-left media launches all-out Trump-Hitler blitzkrieg. 5,500 and counting stories in 1 week that Trump is Hitler, but that didn't work. We've got the MSNBC report saying, look, for the first time since 1939, 85 years ago, Nazis are meeting. So they call Trump a Nazi and then say, look, Nazis met there 85 years ago. But the mayor came out and said, this is absolutely preposterous and ridiculous and un-American, and he should be allowed to be there, and he's not a Nazi. Much to Democrats' chagrin, no Nazis were found at Trump's MAGA Square Garden rally. But then CNN has this headline, Trump's family denied German heritage for years. And you read the article, it's just made up. Trump's, his dad mainly German, his mom's Scottish, not hiding his, Trump's a German name. So, again, just absolute insanity. Elon Musk, enemy of open borders, launched his career working illegally. That's the kind of crap that that's all they've got. And when you expand on that, we have Jewish people attending mass Trump Nazi rally at Madison Square Garden. Didn't they get the memo? So there's some of the news on that front. But as Liberation Day approaches, the left has gone completely apoplectic, despite all the big tech censorship, all the big corporate donations going to Kamala, 90%+ of them, it's still not working because once the public's awake, it's game over. The desperation of Kamala Harris is palpable. Dems are privately admitting that Kamala is going to lose. They're gearing up people to get ready for that. Kamala, overtaken by the spirit, breaks out cringe preacher accent for Philadelphia church. We're going to get to that first here in a moment. That clip of her doing her new preacher voice. She's an unveiled Valley Girl and Black Southerner and Metro Detroit voices and Indian voices. And no one really knows her real voice, but scorched on sacred ground. Kamala Harris heckled at Pennsylvania church after claiming voting for her fulfills God's will a week and a half after being in a rally and people say Christ is king. And she says, you're at the wrong rally. That's the one down the road, the smaller one. And then we got footage. It was a little gymnasium she was in, and Trump had a giant rally probably 30 times bigger. So that's just how ridiculous this is. And then we've got Tampon Tim running around saying that he's going to make sure that AOC becomes the Speaker of the House, and he's playing video games with Kamala to show how real he is. And then he comes out and says that Musk is prancing and skipping around on the stage like a pansy. I mean, this is from a guy when it comes to being light in the loafers and skipping around and acting like a complete clown. you know, when Musk does his hopping around and skipping, it's very enduring. People like it. It's actually, you know, a super brainiac nerd celebration. And then with Walls, it's got the pedo flavor to it, doesn't it? Certainly does. I'm not saying he's a pedophile. I'm saying I was going to cast a person to play a pedophile that drives around in an ice cream truck kidnapping children. It would be him, wouldn't it? Wouldn't you cast him as a pedophile for a movie? Oh, look, we're regular guys. We play football. We play video games. He's America's dad. He's the coach. What Alexander Soros said a few months ago, he goes, oh, my God, coaches are really popular. This is our secret weapon. Coach Walls, yeah. And Tampon Tim, and yeah. And let's load shotgun shells in the butt of the rifle and talk about how we're a gun expert. I mean, this is just cringe on full display. Here is Kamala unveiling, and she looks so maniacal. If you're a radio listener, you're going to miss it. But, I mean, the face is just, she looks like a jack-o'-lantern that's had gasoline poured on it. Here it is.
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. The path may seem hard, the work may seem heavy, but joy cometh in the morning, and church morning is on its way.
And there's longer versions of it, but I'm not going to subject you. I'm not going to subject you to that. But since we talked about Walls and his skipping comment, let's play Walls talking about Elon Musk. And then let's play a little short compilation of the dancing fairy Tampon Tim.
Elon's on that stage, jumping around, skipping like a dipshit on these things. You know it.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine the system trying to install these completely revolting people? I mean, when I say Tim Walls is the creepiest man I've ever seen, it's hands down. And when I say Kamala comes off the most witch-like of any woman I've ever seen, I mean, she makes Hillary Clinton look likable. Where the hell did Satan find these people? But that's who the establishment is. They hijacked our country when America became the global empire 70 years ago, and they're now three generations into these establishment globalists. You look at Blinken or Raskin or any of them, they're all given power by their parents. Hillary's dad was the second-in-command mob boss under Mayor Daley in Chicago. I mean, Obama's parents and grandparents, CIA. I mean, it's all these self-appointed people that think if they trot out Bruce Springsteen, who'll say, Trump's not a real American. He doesn't know anything about America. The Democrats want to get rid of America. They hate the American flag. They have people bow or kneel in a disrespectful way during the national anthem. They don't even want national sovereignty to exist. You know, they attacked Trump. He said yesterday they want to ban your cows. I meant to cover that. Will you guys pull me the articles from yesterday's Stacker? Just reprint them. Just type in, should we ban beef for the environment or moves to ban beef? I mean, that's a well-known globalist tactic. They're getting rid of the cows in Ireland and in the Netherlands and everywhere else. And then Trump, they go, he's crazy. They're not trying to get rid of the cows. Well, the hell they're not. I mean, yeah, it sounds crazy that they're doing all this. I mean, it sounds crazy. She says ban fracking and ban semi-autos. She did say it. Trump brings it up. She goes, ha, 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 ha. You're crazy. It's like one of those animatrons. So let's get to Elon Musk's short 4.5-minute speech last night, because at Madison Square Garden, at the MAGA Square Garden event, because I want to just spend a few minutes after it explaining what he's saying is totally true. Here it is.
Yeah.
As you can see. I'm not just MAGA. I'm dark, gothic MAGA. Well, it's... The energy in this room is incredible. What a great group of people.
All right, I've only got one question for you, and then I'm getting out of here, because this is your stage. But we set up Doge.
Yes.
How much do you think we can rip out of this wasted $6.5 trillion Harris-Biden budget?
Well, I think we can do at least $2 trillion.
Yeah!
Yes.
$2 trillion.
I mean, at the end of the day, you're being taxed. You're being taxed. All government spending is taxation. So whether it's direct taxation or all government spending, it either becomes inflation or it's direct taxation. Your money is being wasted, and the Department of Government Efficiency is going to fix that. We're going to get the government off your back and out of your pocketbook. And America's just not just going to be great. America is going to reach heights that it has never seen before. The future is going to be amazing! Now... You guys are awesome. Honestly, this is like... Yeah. I mean, this is the kind of positive energy that America is all about. Yeah. USA, 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 Paul! Yes. Now, I have something I want to ask you to do, though, because obviously we're somewhat preaching to the converted in this stadium, but there's a lot of people out there who need to vote for President Trump, okay? So, this is a real battle. This is a real election battle. So you need to get friends and family to vote. Make sure they vote. Vote early. This is important. We're going to be putting up a scorecard, okay? An early vote scorecard, state by state, county by county. What is the scorecard? Vote early. Vote now. Yeah. Make the margin of victory so big that you know what can happen. Massive, overwhelming sweep of every swing state, and even some of the states that people don't think are swing states. Massive crushing victory. Get everyone, friends, family, people on the street, put the signs up, put the hat on. Let's go. And with that, it is my honor to introduce the First Lady, Melania Trump.
I love how the media claims she doesn't like Trump and has left Trump. All that's lies. All that's lies. We have a really interesting, informative talk show host, Candace Horback, joining us coming up in the second hour. Then Del Bigtree of the MAHA Alliance with Trump and Art of K Jr. instrumental in getting that done. You need to talk about that, talk about the current stuff that's happening, talk about the future, how they get good people in and drain the swamp. That's coming up with a deep dive with Del Bigtree in the third and fourth hour today. He's bringing a big list of things, a bunch of videos. You don't want to miss that as well. All right, getting into what the Maverick was talking about there, Elon Musk, who's also funding Maha with all these great ads you're seeing that we've been airing and playing and that are all over the place that Musk has been posting. That's just the busy beavering that's going on around here. The income tax was set up in 1913. It is set up for social engineering. And since the 70s, none of the money from the income tax goes to run the country. The debt is monetized. The Federal Reserve just issues the money. And they give it to the private central banks, and they give it to the regional banks. They loan it out to you. But they give it to themselves up front through the ESG scores, corporations that play ball with the globalists. They get unlimited money. And if you don't follow all the rules, you wonder why all these governments and all these corporations and all these countries have drag queen pedophile time. Or you wonder why they put men and women sports and why everybody's and why Bud Light did what it did. Because they're paid to send that message. Why does every Hollywood movie have anti-family messages and the same propaganda? Why is the new Microsoft software AI for censorship coming out? I got an article right here where it's going to ban the word mother and father and thousands of other words. Because it's an ESG. It's a global plan. BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street are all owned by the same group. 87% of world assets. They want to control you. Cheap energy, low taxes, getting rid of income taxes, replacing it with tariffs will bring the jobs back. And again, because of monetization of debt, it's not even needed. It doesn't fund the country. It is a destructive tax. The income tax is in the Communist Manifesto. The income tax didn't even affect the average American until the late 40s. It was only for the richest, and they had loopholes to get out of it. The ultra-rich don't even really pay taxes. Musk, to make an example, has paid tens of billions a year. It's just true. Google, these other big owners of these companies, they pay almost nothing. They've got it all set up. So while they lecture you all day how you need higher taxes to pay more, it runs nothing. It's all a scam. Globalism is about artificially making you poor for social control. It's feudalism 2.0. All right, we're going to start next hour. Getting our guest in here. You don't want to miss any of that. I'm going to talk about with her about the different plays, what the deep state's going to do, how we stop them, and so much more. Don't forget, in just 2.5 days, we announce the winner at the alexjonesstore.com for the amazing truck and cash, plus the sports broadcast, amazing t-shirts, supplements, and more at the alexjonesstore.com. We're giving back to you. It's your chance to sign up. My mission on air is to tell the truth, to rally humanity, and fight the globalist. And we've done one of the best jobs out there thanks to your support. So we know InfoWars could easily be shut down on November 13th. We're going to find out. But regardless, we've got great sponsors that are backing us to make sure the message of liberty and freedom and the resistance to the WEF, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, King Charles, Kamala Harris, New World Order continues to be in their face and continues to keep myself and the great crew at the tip of the spear. So we have a great sponsor, the alexjonesstore.com, with amazing t-shirts and caps and hoodies. They're really some of the best designs out there, and they fund the fight against the New World Order. But we've also brought you some of the very best supplements. And we could have had a whole huge line by now, but we want to go out to the very best companies and get agreements to private label already best sellers that are the top rated. That way we know you're getting the best. So we've got the CMOS gummies, the CMOS capsules, total superfood. Then you have the mega superfood with over 90 ingredients, the optimal human. It's the best of the green drinks out there, hands down. Plus, the energy is amazing. That's all at thealexjonesstore.com. But now we are announcing the Ultimate Probiotic. That's the line, Ultimate. And it's just a very high-quality probiotic, the foundation that everybody needs at a very affordable price. Upwards of 50% off when you buy multiple bottles. Big sales. Everything's at least 30% off when it comes to supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. This is a high-end, quality probiotic that helps your gut be healthier, helps you absorb nutrients better, helps your whole immune system, and you will find Ultimate Probiotic with 60 billion. That's a very high number if you don't know about probiotics, at thealexjonesstore.com. A whole bunch of other great stuff's coming out in the next few weeks, so continue to check out the URL, thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support. We salute you.